can see the sunset. And in your eyes, and we ain't even done yet. Don't wanna go home yet. I spent the whole day with you, and we ain't even done yet. Don't you hate goodbyes? Rather say good morning than goodnight. No, I can't even pretend. No matter how I try, my body wants to know we cannot lie. I don't want this night to end. If only I could stop the sunrise, we could lay here all night. If only I could learn to freeze time and hold you forever. If only I had one more day, I love you 25. If only I, if only I, if only I could stop the sunrise, we could lay here all night. If only I could learn to freeze time and hold you forever. If only I had one more day, I love you 25. If only I, if only I. Show me good love in a real time. I'll show you what a real love will be.
All right, we're back on the podcast, on the airwaves. CG, so excited to be back with you. I hope everyone's having a beautiful week. I hope that you guys are doing everything that you love doing and taking good care of yourselves. I've been looking forward to getting back on with you guys. And I'm feeling good. And a part of that is because of my routine before I jump on the mic, which I want to share with all of you. But I want to say thank you. Thank you for joining me, and I'm so excited to be one-on-one with you all. A few things, I've mentioned this before to you guys, a few things that I like to do. One of them is taking a cold shower. Wakes me up, gets my dopamine high naturally, and it's just perfect to start your day. It's the perfect way to start an episode too, right before. So before starting, I did that. And then also, I love dancing. I've said that before. And there's one artist in particular that I love, 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 love listening to. And I mentioned it, Post Malone. Posty, I tell you guys, he's got the most groovy tunes. Honestly, I love Posty. All his tracks, like, how could you not want to dance? I've seen him live. He is one of the best performers to ever see. I've seen a lot of artists. He's just like, he's not afraid to be himself and express himself fully. I love that shit. I'm inspired by that. That's how I want to lead my life every day. But he's like, he gives it his all every show. But I think outside of that, what makes me so drawn to Post is the fact that he's just a big sweetheart. Like he's very vulnerable with his songwriting, but the way he carries himself as a human being is what attracts me to him. I'm like, there's no doubt that I would be homies with him. Like I totally have him on the pod, but like I would totally just be his friend because I feel like there's something about him that's so contagious. It's just the love he has for humanity, for people. And I'm like that. That's why I love giving back to all you. I just love loving on people. And I'm just, you know, every time I put on Chemical, I just go and I dance. And it's his music that really, really makes me feel alive to thrive, to express myself. And I just wanted to give Posty a shout out. Maybe one day we'll have him on. I have manifested having him on my podcast. I've dreamt of it. And you know, Posty just seems like a really good guy, a big sweetheart. And from what I've heard from other people that actually do know him, like I've heard nothing but good things. And he just seems like just a really kind-hearted soul. And that's something I appreciate. So shout out to Post. But today we're going to be talking about a few relatable topics around mental health. It's, you know, my favorite thing to do here. And I think a lot of you guys can resonate with this stuff. But before I start, the first thing I'm going to touch on is something that I do for myself every day that maybe you guys can take with you to start doing, or maybe you are doing it. But I want to share with you what I do in the morning, something that I do every day when I wake up. As I go over to the whiteboard that I have a whiteboard, and what I have written on it is all these affirmations, beautiful reminders that I look at, that I read every single morning and sometimes in the middle of the day. And there's some to-dos that I like to do to kick off my day, but there's just beautiful reminders that I need to show and tell myself, to remind myself. That just helps, like, it just helps with your own programming within your mind and knowing what you have to offer to the world. Well, really what you have to offer to yourself, but also the world outside of you. And I wanted to read off some of the affirmations I have, but also the things that I do right away when I wake up. And I think that it would really benefit you guys if you don't have a whiteboard and you're not doing this, I highly recommend it. So what I want to read first is I'll read like kind of like the affirmations and the reminders I have up top and then my to-dos after. So let's start with the top. This is what I wrote. Today will be a good day. Everything comes at the right time. God woke me up this morning for a purpose. I don't chase, I only attract. Trust in the process. Enjoy the present. My blessings are coming in. I believe in myself. What I seek is also seeking me. I will do more things that make me happy. I am loved. I am smart. I am strong. I am kind. I am rare. I am enough. I am worthy. I am special. I am beautiful. I am deserving of a long-term healthy relationship. Okay? That's just the top. That's all over the board on the top. Here's my to-dos. And I fucking love reading that every morning. God woke me up this morning for a purpose. I fucking love that one. to-dos. Okay, here's my to-dos. Right when I wake up, you know, I have my work to do, my passion projects I'm working on, and other things. But here are just some things I do in my day that I put a check mark next to when I'm done with them. So here's a few things, my to-dos. Take a walk in the morning sunshine. Share gratitude in prayer. Make my bed. You got to make that bed. You got to make it look nice. You know, get everything sorted and everything lined up and dialed in. Hydrate before coffee. I like my coffee, but I drink more. I got to drink a lot of water during the day to feel good mentally, physically, and all of the above. Move the body. Dance, exercise, and yoga. All of those things. Set the phone down. One of the biggest things we could do to help ourselves is have time away from the phone. If we spend too much time scrolling on Instagram, looking at other people's lives, it could really, it's like, think about it as if like a computer, right? Where you have so much shit going on all over the computer, you have to throw all that stuff in the recycle bin and clear it. That's kind of what it is when you're scrolling on the phone so much. Like it's, for me, that's how I feel. It's like, man, I need to clear out the cobwebs. I need to clear out all the junk that's in my mind and that I've built up from being on the phone so much. We need to give ourselves time, I feel, away from the phone. So I set a lot of time away from the phone. I set the phone down and I walk away. And I do things to be connected to nature, to simply like look out in the sky and see what's around me. Like I love connecting with nature, with God and my angels. Another thing I love to do is cold plunge. So that's important to me. Then the other thing is the podcast. I work around the podcast. This is like what means most to me, these last few things, okay? Show love to a stranger 3 times a day. So at least 3 people, I'm going to compliment them, or I'm going to show love, or I'm going to interact with them because that's important to me. It's important for me to give back and show love like I do with you guys. Tell a loved one I love them every day. And the last one's this. This is probably my favorite one. Give little Corey a hug and a kiss. And that's what I'm working with every day. It's me and little Corey, no matter what. We're together and we're taking on this journey side by side. And I've got him every day. And that's what's been so healing for me in my journey. So those are just some things that I do. Those are things that are important to me. I think that would help you guys out. If you don't have a whiteboard, jot all these things down or jot whatever that comes to mind and what feels right. Whatever you're into, whatever feels good for you, do it. It's your life. It's your choice. It's your way. I believe in you. So try that out if you haven't done that. If you are, keep going. Another thing I want to bring up, it's around resentment. And what I've learned from my own experience, but with others too, is that resentment could be built over time by giving peace externally and not internally, right? So if you are one that would always tend to meet other people's needs and not your own, what does that do? Well, from my experience, that builds up resentment, that builds up anger. And I've been there. Like in my childhood, I did a lot of that. And for little Corey, his needs, his emotional needs, all his needs deserved to be met. And they're being met. They're being met every day. And I feel like maybe you guys can relate on that. That's why some of us turn out to be people pleasers. Some of us turn out to put others before us. And I'm one to want to love on people. Like I want the people in my life, I have so much love to give to them. I always have been that way. But we have to remember to put ourselves first. So it's important to recognize when that resentment, when that emotion of fear or anger comes up. I think a lot of it can stem from always putting others before us. And that can be taught. That can be taught in your upbringing. That can be taught with your friendships. That can be taught, you know, in your work environment, any type of relationships that you may have had growing up, or even in present time, that can happen. I always, like on my podcast, I always want to remind you guys to fucking put yourself first. Like, if you were in my life, if you were with me, I'd look at you and I'd say, hey, and assuming that I have a lot of love for you, which I already do, I tell you, hey, look out for you. Like, put yourself first before me. You need to look out for your own needs first, as I do for mine. And then we'll come together. And that's what gives freedom. I think everybody deserves freedom in a relationship, independence. And we have to be able to nurture all our other relationships, not just romantic relationships, not just those friendships and family. I mean, everything across the board. The dog's saying hi. Yeah, he agrees. Yeah, he said it again. you know, it's so important. That's like my whole thing. It's like a lot of like, and I'm so in tune with my body when things come up. I'm like, okay, why am I feeling this? You know, and like, I am so fucking good at feeling into my body to understand what energy is coming up from my past so I can sit with it. And that's where it's like, okay, me and little Corey got an appointment, or we have to set aside a little time now to have a little meetup at home or wherever we're at. And I've always said breath work's good, meditation's good, but I love, like, I'm like a fucking turtle. I'll fucking go inward, internally. I will go in my body with my mind, and I will shut everything out. I'll shut the whole world out. Outside of me, outside my home, and I'll go in and I'll understand what is coming up, and I'll be there for little Corey. I'll be there for him. What do you need? I'm like, right here. I'm going to be the best fucking dad in the future. I'm telling you, I'm going to be such a good father. And this is so important to talk about, because I think that like we can tend to, like, for me being an empath, like I have a lot of love to give. I have a lot of love to give to people. And I've always been that way from my spirit, from my heart, right? And I think that, like, I've learned to put people first because I was taught that. And also, I've learned to put myself first in my healing journey. I'm like, you know, I have to do this. I've learned to do it. And that may piss people off, like I said, and some people may be able to work with that. People who put themselves first and know how to have a healthy relationship, who work on themselves, are going to be like, oh, I totally get you. I totally get you. This is a safe space for you to communicate with me. You are safe no matter what. if you're with me. It's that type of relationship with someone who can understand what it is like to look out for ourselves. So I just want to remind you that resentment is a strong emotion. It's a strong emotion of feeling angry. And one of the biggest things we can do is speak up. Speak up for ourselves. I've been shown that with my spirit team. I've been shown that by my sister. Like, I see what she shows me and tells me. And speaking up is important. And you know what? Some people may get triggered by it. I've learned how to be direct with people, and that could be uncomfortable for others. And that's okay. That's totally fine. But I have to live authentically and stay true to myself. So I just want to remind you guys about that. Look after you. Put yourself first. You're important. You're not selfish for it. And healthy relationships consist of that, but also after you look after your own needs and yourself. Wow, that dog is having fun out there, isn't he, eh? Like, woo, it's a party out there. The last thing I want to bring up today is the subject of self-sabotage. I know what that's like. I know what that's like. I've been there. And I'm sure some of you can relate with me. Like, we're human. And a lot of self-sabotaging, what it consists of, what it actually is protection. It's us protecting ourselves from getting hurt because we've been hurt. And like, something that I want to tell you guys is, like, there are going to be times where certain people come into your life that you don't really have to have that guard up as much with, because they are trustworthy. They are honest. They are loyal. They are good people. But the challenge is with self-sabotaging, it's the part of our survival brain, which is the amygdala, that goes off and tries to show you, like, it's like an alarm. Like, it just tells you, hey, you're in deep shit. you have threat. You're going to get hurt. And that all is due to what we've been through, what you may have been through, what I have been through. And like, the last thing I want to do ever is sabotage such a beautiful thing, right? And I've learned how to work with that. I really have. I've went deep. Like I said, I sit with myself. I sit with little Corey. And nothing can get in the way of you, of really feeling like yourself and healthy and feeling free at all. If you just sit with yourself and your inner child, I really do feel that way. And it can be hard because your brain's like, no, something's going on. No, what if something bad's going to happen? It's the uncertainty. I'll be very honest with you guys. My spirituality has gotten me so far to where I'm at today. It has. And my faith over fear. I mean, there's like, I understand why some of ourselves have like our guards up. I get it. And like, romantically, I think a lot of people, like, when I talk about the relationships of romantic relationships, it can be hard, you know? Like, I'm telling you, like, with your upbringing and your family environment, any type of environment you've had, it will really dictate how you handle things in the future and how you're programmed and how your brain and body reacts to things. And I've learned a lot in my healing journey. Like, I mean, there have been people that have come into my life to really show me the things I've always needed to know. And maybe for you too. Like, the ego gets in the way. I always say the ego is a way of protection. The ego is like, the ego... is a great analogy. The ego is like the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper. You call the office, you're trying to get to somebody, and the gatekeeper's like, who are you? Who are you trying to get to? Can you say your name one more time? Because I don't recognize it. The gatekeeper can get in the way of something really good. Now, I get it. Trust me. Hey, I get it. I know what it's like to be burned and to have inconsistency. Not everyone's the same. And I'm here to tell you, like, the love that I have to give is real. It's not a fraud. It's not false. It's not fake. This is just me. And that's all I want to be, is me. You know? Like I said it before, like some people will dig it, some people won't. What I'm trying to say is like I may trigger people just from me being me. And that's okay. Even the closest people to us. And you know, it's I know, I always remind myself, like if someone's triggered by me being me and like super loving, it's not about me. I'm not here trying to inflict pain on people. I'm here to just love. And I'm here to remind myself and to you guys that if we can just remove the ego, which protects us, and love from our spirit and our heart, we will always fully be who we are deserving to be. And I want that for all of you. So I know I was kind of all over the place today, and I fucking love that. I love not being perfect. I was like that as a kid too. Always had to be perfect. Always felt that way. Walking on eggshells. No. And there's no need. Just be you. Like when you come on here, you're fully accepted. You're fully supported. And you're fully loved by me. You are. I work so hard on myself to be able to love myself every day and embrace it too. Have an overflowing cup of love for me and little Corey. And that just reflects everything too outside of me. And I know I'm not perfect. I know you're not perfect on the other end. We're not perfect. And we make mistakes. For me, I only want to make healthy mistakes. Like I have to remind myself that because sometimes I could be really hard on myself. And that's just a part of what I've went through. And, you know, I know that God is forgiving of me. And I know that I'm working hard every day. And I'm trying. And I'm wanting to be myself, my authentic self, myself fully. So that I can give back and love from my heart. And my spirit. My soul, and I'm not afraid to take chances. I'm not, and sometimes it's very scary too. So here's my reminder to you. If you're in a situation right now where you have this like beautiful opportunity, this beautiful chance in your life, it could be anything. Think of it right now. Let me be the person to kind of give you that nudge and say, hey, go for it. You can do it. Like, there's nothing to be afraid of, and I support you. What if it turns out to be like the most beautiful thing for you, like the best thing? You know, like I'm here to just kind of help people take the leap on themselves, but also with things in their lives that maybe that's right there on their lap that they fully deserve. Because we're all deserving of love. You know, I separate myself from people who have hurt me. I'm understanding today that it wasn't about me when I was hurt. And those people did the best they could. But I deserve the best. And I carry myself that way. Is that I'm going to be a good role model to anyone who's in my life. And to all of you. That's it. I give little Corey something to look up to every day. And any version of me before. And I'm proud of how far I've come. It's not even about what else do I have to do? No, it's about look how much you've done so far. And how about you? The person who's listening right now, how about you? Look how much you've done so far. Look how much you've overcome. Fucking rights. Let's fucking go. You guys are crushing it. Come on. Let's live free. Break out of the chains. Let's live free. Let's have fun. Let's do what we love. Let's love on people. Connection's so important. And I'm here to give that to all of you. All right? Thank you for being here with me one-on-one. I love spending time with you guys in this short amount of time. And just know we're going to keep going. And I'm so excited for what's to come on this podcast. And I'm very, very, very grateful for you, the person who's listening. Go out, have fun this week. Tell someone you love them who's very close to you, a loved one. And give that little version of you a big hug and a kiss because they deserve it. All right. I'll be talking to you guys soon. Love y'all. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
I think the universe is on my side. Heaven and earth have finally aligned. Days are good, and that's the way it should be. You sprinkle stardust on my pillowcase. It's like a moonbeam brushed across my face. Nights are good, and that's the way it should be. You make me sing ooh, la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love, love. Did you see that shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation? Did you and Jupiter conspire to get me? I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. Cause now I'm shining bright, so bright. Bright, so bright. And I see colors in a dip way. You make what doesn't matter fade to gray. Life is good, and that's the way it should be. You make me sing ooh, la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love, love. Did you see shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation? Did you and Jupiter conspire to get me? I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. Cause now I'm shining bright, so bright. And I get lost in your eyes. Did you see that shooting star tonight? Were you dazzled by the same constellation? Did you and Jupiter conspire to get me? I think you and the moon and Neptune got it right. I think you and